The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. The fever left her, and she was possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. Permitting them to speak because they knew him. Right. And for the place where he prayed to him. And on Friday, is looking for you. He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. So, Jesus and his disciples, they had very busy schedule. And what we knew about what he did at the synagogue from last week, he went to the synagogue and he preached, and he healed a man possessed by an unclean spirit. And now, in this week, and immediately after leaving the city, he went to later, in the evening, he continued his ministry by healing so many people. Some people, they come to, and they were brought to him by other people. So, for his schedule and history, so busy. Also, reflect the ministry of the church what we are doing today. Because for the church, we're doing so many ministries. And we do ministry. And all center, we have so many different people gathered. Ministry of the church includes all people, and from inside the church, even outside the church, anywhere, because we want to follow Jesus. Jesus himself make himself available to everybody from inside the synagogue, inside the family, and also outside for people to come to see him. So this also reflects in our life. Our life has so busy schedule also. So many people, they have a different job. Double jobs, work day and work at evening. And so they have a busy schedule, and they work because that's to help their family. They have to pay their bill, and they have to care for their family and also for the children. The busy schedule that we have in our daily life, also, let's just remember, Jesus himself, he had a busy schedule. He made himself available to everyone, but he himself also looked for a time for him to pray, to be alone to pray, because he left the house and he went to a deserted place very early in the morning. So he chose the time, he chose the place for him to pray. So that's very important, because he didn't stay with people, because people kept himself so busy, he couldn't pray. So he chose a place and a time to be alone and to pray. So that also reflects in our life. Some people share they feel so difficult to pray, and when they pray, they always feel distracted by so many things. When they pray, they always think about the work, also about the job that they need to do in their life. So just follow Jesus. Just leave everything at their place and go to look for a place and a time to pray. We may be busy in the early morning or even in the afternoon. We can choose in the evening to pray. Choose the time and the place to help us to pray. It will help us, because it's very important. But that's why some people, they share, it's easy for them to pray inside the church rather than to pray at their house. It's easy for them to pray as a group of people rather than to pray by themselves. So just look for the time and place, and also look for somebody to pray with. Because Jesus was busy, but he also looked for the time to pray. So for us, we're busy also, but we need to look for the time to pray. And for Jesus, prayer is important, because he doing the ministry and he also need a prayer. So for us, that's why some people, they share, they very busy, but they doing a lot of things to help people inside the church. But one thing that they share is so difficult to bring their children to the church for Mass and also to pray. Because nowadays, their children, they don't care anything about church anymore. They don't even have time, or they don't want to pray anymore, because their life are so busy with so many things. And they're so busy to work, and they're so busy for a lot of things outside, and they don't want to go to the church anymore, and they don't want to go to the Sunday Mass anymore. And they care, as the role of the parents, they care for their children, and they worry for their children, and sometimes they feel anxiety because they don't see anything from their children, any faith at all. So that's the feeling of a lot of people, because we are busy with so many things and of the work. But remember, just when we focus to only one thing, to work and not our spiritual thing, we don't have any balance in our life.
In the moment when we feel stressful at our workplace, we have to deal with so many things at our workplace, to deal with customers, to deal with peer, to deal with people, and to deal with a lot of things that create a lot of stressful, a lot of anxiety, and a lot of difficult things in our life. And sometimes they just feel lost. They don't know what to do anymore. So to make our life balanced, we need to have some spiritual life, to practice our spiritual life, because it is a time for us to be ourselves, to get away with a lot of things in our life. So for the church, the question that we always ask, and we are planning also, how can we bring people to the place so they can have an experience, personal encounter with God? How can we bring people to the church to help people? That is a big question, because we try a lot of experience in the church ministry. We create a retreat, we create a prayer group, and also we create a lot of ministry for people, so people can come to the church and can enter and join in a prayer group. But it seems so difficult for us, especially during this pandemic, when people cannot go to the church, and because the church closed for many months. So now we gradually open, and now we open the church, but it's still difficult to bring people into the church and also to the house of prayer to pray. That is the big question for the church to ask. And also, this is a question for each one of us. How can we live our life so people can see Christ inside each one of us, so they can have a personal experience with God? That is the question. That is also what we reflect daily. How can we help each other and journey with each other? So that's a question for us, because we also waiting for this pandemic to be over so we can live our normal life. And somebody here may receive vaccine already. You may feel so excited to get the first dose of vaccine. And so I would like to share some good news that we're for the Redemptorist priest, because we have two Redemptorist priests receive first dose of vaccine. So, but other Redemptorist priests like me continue to wait to receive the vaccine so we can get back to our normal ministry. So that waiting sometimes make us feel like exhausted, but we continue to practice our perseverance virtue, and we try to be more patient with this pandemic. And also, we remember we journey with each other in this church and in this house of prayer. We work, and now is a time for us to get away of many things and continue to pray with each other and bring our petition to God and help each other continue to journey in this life, this difficult time. Amen.